Welcome to the Living a Naturally Healthy Life podcast with Delaine ND, the podcast for people looking to correct chronic illnesses such as diabetes through lifestyle change. I'm Dr. Delaine Vaughn. As a physician, I see many patients who are ill because of lifestyle decisions such as food choices. Typically, diseases such as diabetes are managed with pills or injections. This approach creates a vicious, expensive, and unhealthy cycle of medication and then more medication to address the negative side effects. As a physician and a life coach, I work with clients to resolve their diseases, get off their medications, and live a naturally healthy life. If you don't like the healthcare system in America, I recommend you use less of it by being naturally healthy. So if you feel there has to be a better, more natural way to live a healthy life, you are in the right place.
Hello and welcome back to the Living a Naturally Healthy Life with Delaine MD podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Delaine Vaughn, and today we are going to be talking about fasting. So it's everybody's favorite topic. It is actually a lot of people find it very interesting and a lot of people find that they really enjoy fasting. But of course, if you've not tried it and you aren't one of those people who find you really love it and enjoy it, you may find that you have a lot of fear associated with fasting because you're afraid it's going to be a lot like starvation, which it's not. So we're going to talk about that today. I hope everybody is staying safe in the time of COVID. I hope everybody's still following their shelter-in-place protocols at this point. It seems like we've hit the top and we're starting on the downhill slide. So hopefully we're going to see some opening up of the country eventually. Although, again, I think there's a lot of benefits with the sheltering-in-place and what we're seeing family life be like. A lot more time with the ones we love and that kind of stuff. So I think there's a lot of good stuff that's come out of this, but certainly I, like everybody else, am looking forward to being able to go out and do the things that I've enjoyed doing in the past. So, all right, let's get started on fasting. Fasting has a number of really wonderful benefits, not the least of which is normalizing your blood sugars or weight loss. Certainly, that is real. We see weight loss with fasting. We see increased insulin sensitivity for our blood sugars and our diabetes with fasting. But there are also other benefits that people don't think about, and I want to talk about those a little bit today. One of them, fasting leads to financial benefits. Not needing to purchase a meal, of course, saves you some cash. There are logistical benefits to your schedule that you may not appreciate until you think about it. There are also some other physiologic benefits related to aging and general health that we're going to talk about a little bit today. So if you want to hear more about the physiology of fasting, like how we use it to reverse type 2 diabetes, check out podcast episode number 16. I give far more details about that information in that podcast episode. But we're going to talk briefly here about the basics of it so everybody's on the same page. Recognize that when we eat foods, our body produces insulin. In response to everything that we eat, all foods that we eat, our body will produce insulin. When we have developed diabetes, it's because we've eaten a lot of the kinds of food that cause our bodies to produce tons of insulin. And we've done this over a long period of time, such that our cells become overwhelmed by all the insulin in our system and they just stop responding to it. So this allows blood sugars to climb quite high, and it leads, of course, to the diagnosis of diabetes. When we implement a fasting protocol, this allows our insulin levels to drop very low, and that causes our cells to resensitize, to become sensitive to the effects of insulin again, to kind of reverse this insulin resistance that's developed over years. So that, of course, leads to normalization of your blood sugars, and that reverses your type 2 diabetes. Basically, in a nutshell, that's what happens. So that's the physiology of diabetes, but I want to talk about other benefits that go along with this. Before we get started on those other benefits, I do want to make a small connection here that recognizing that insulin in your system is also what causes you to gain weight. So having all that insulin in your system will also lead to weight gain. So if you're wanting to lose weight, you again have to drop that insulin level quite low. And that allows your body to start using stored energy on your body in the form of fat. That allows your body to start burning off the fat that it stored up. So that's where the weight gain or weight loss and fasting come together. So let's talk about the financial benefits of fasting. Again, this is pretty simple. You skip a meal and you save some cash. It's not rocket science, but it's interesting how frequently I hear this reported from my clients that they aren't spending as much on food, which is why I find this so interesting is because this is the story a lot of people tell themselves about why they can't live a naturally healthy life, why they can't eat healthy, because eating healthy is expensive. So that is not what my clients typically find. So why they save money, sometimes it looks like that they are preparing meals from home and they're not eating out as much, so they save some money there. But a lot of times, again, that's not fasting. What we're talking about here is fasting. So when you're not making a meal, you're not using the food at home, right? So you're not using that money that you've already spent on food. Or when you're not eating out, you're saving money on food. Or when you're not hitting the convenience store and loading up on all those processed food treats, those snacks that we eat that really lead to type 2 diabetes, you're not spending that money and you're saving that money. So all around, you're seeing financial benefits to not eating. And it makes sense. It's real simple. You don't eat a meal, you don't spend the money, you save some cash. So before we go too much further, I want to touch on something because this is going to be applicable to all the different benefits of fasting. Because there is a ton of drama in the human brain about fasting, especially in the American brain. We all don't feel like we should have to miss out on a meal. We actually feel really entitled as Americans, as a society, about eating and entitled to eating. And that's a fine thought if it's serving your health. But my bet is that you're listening to this podcast because it's not serving your health, that your health is not where you want it to be. So let's talk a little bit about statistically what we see about starvation in America. Most death statistics are not even reported unless there's at least 7,000 cases of them occurring in a year, okay? So if you do not have like some rare disease, you know, dying of toenail fungus, I don't know. I'm trying to think of something really super rare that would cause a death. If it is not occurring at least 7,000 times in a year, it's not reported out on most statistical analysis of deaths per year. So what I want you to recognize is starvation is not listed out on most of those records. What that means is there are less than 7,000 cases of death that are caused by starvation each year in the United States, less than 7,000, somewhere less than that. So obesity-related deaths, on the other hand, there are over 280,000 cases a year that are reported where obesity is linked to the cause of death. So that actually puts it, if you were to list obesity in the leading causes of death, obesity would be the third leading cause of death. It's never listed out as the primary cause of death, so that's not on the list. If you go and pull up any list on the internet, you're probably not going to see obesity listed out there. But if you look at the numbers, it would fall in as the third leading cause of death. So, and recognize diabetes, there's over 83,000 deaths per year in America attributed to diabetes alone. Okay. So you are far more likely to die of one of these things than you are to die of starvation. Starvation is really not a leading health concern, a major health concern in the United States. And it's certainly not when you compare it to other leading causes of death that are related to poor lifestyle choices. And then I want to point out here also, fasting is not starving. Fasting is making a decision to skip a meal because it serves your health. It is not the lack of food being available to you. It's the choice that you make to serve your health. It's an act of self-care. So I want to point those two things out because, again, there's a lot of mind drama about fasting in America, that there's some equivalent to starvation, and it's just not the case. So there are financial benefits, and then there are logistic benefits also. What do I mean by this? I mean just day-to-day scheduling benefits of fasting. So I personally find that it's just easier to not have to plan that meal, right? When you're putting time and energy to creating meals that serve your health versus just running through McDonald's and getting a Big Mac and fries, when you're actually putting time and energy into creating meals that serve your body, that takes time and energy, right? That takes a chunk of your day to do. If you're going to fast, you don't have to put that energy, you don't have to spend that time into preparing that meal. So I like the extra time that fasting allows me during my day. And my husband has been noticing this. I'm going to use this as an example. My husband, he fasts many days. He only eats one or two meals a day, sometimes one meal a day, sometimes two meals a day. Lately, he's, of course, been living the Q life at home with our kids who are in Q school or homeschooling. And every day I'm coming home and he's telling me how he has to quote unquote feed them all the time. He has to now make them at least 3 meals a day and sometimes deal with snacks too. He's started to notice how much time he puts into producing meals for our kids and then cleaning up the mess that comes from that. So he's definitely seeing the logistic benefits to a fast, right? Of course, we don't make our kids adhere to a fasting regimen. So we're feeding them those 3 meals a day, but he's actually having to deal with the making, the prepping of the food, the making the food, the feeding the kids, and then the cleaning up the mess multiple times a day. When you're fasting, you don't have to do with that. If you fast over lunch, you also have that time then to go and run errands. If you're at home, you have that time to get some chores done because you're not consuming your day with prepping meals, eating the meals, and then cleaning up the mess from eating the meals. So what I hear from people is, but Dr. Vaughn, I like to eat. I really love to eat. And my answer to that is, I know you do. That is what has gotten you into a place where your health is jeopardized because of food. Think about all the other things that you like to do, but you don't do all the time. I like to drink beer, but I don't do it all the time because it's not in alignment with my health. It's not in alignment with my integrity to doing my job. Heroin addicts, they love to do heroin, right? But that's also not likely in alignment with them being healthier. There are lots of things that you like to do. There's a time and place for it. And you can't just do most of those things all of the time, right? Not if you have health goals, not if you have financial goals, not if you have integrity in your work. There are all sorts of decisions you make that align with those bigger goals that means that you don't get to do the things you love all the time. So just loving to eat is not a reason to forego fasting. So another benefit that we get with fasting is that you get to practice mind management. So lots of people will tell me that they don't use, I'm not using food to manage my unpleasant thoughts or feelings. But what I want to offer them is when you stop eating food all the time, you will totally find that there are some things going on that you don't like and that maybe you have been using food to manage that. And a lot of people will be like, no, I'm only mad because I don't get to eat. And I tell them, yes, I know. But eating to deal with whatever's going on does not help promote your health. It does not help you become naturally healthy. It does not normalize your diabetes, and it does not lead to that naturally healthy life and getting off your medications. And people will try to really want to fight for this, but no, that's not really going on. But what I want to offer you is that people are most of the time not eating celery sticks and carrot sticks because they're mad at their boss or they're mad at their husband or frustrated with their wife, right? People find that they are frustrated and they turn to food to deal with that frustration. If they're not doing that, then it shouldn't be a problem for you to try fasting to serve your health. But most people who have eaten to a point that they have unhealthy consequences associated with that are not those people that aren't using food to deal with these unpleasant things going on in their life. Fasting is mind management. It's practice for this. Learning to manage your negative emotions without food is a skill that's going to serve you in a number of different ways. So lastly, I want to talk about this concept called autophagy. Autophagy is a cellular mechanism that occurs in cellular beings. We actually see this in all eukaryotic, so multicellular organisms. We see it across the board. This happens. Autophagy is the process of breaking down old or unfunctional parts of our cells and repurposing them, recycling them. If you liken it to the renovation of a house, we live in an old house, so we're constantly renovating something. So we see this all the time. So say you're redoing a bathroom and you're pulling everything out and taking it down to the studs. But maybe you have a nice old clawfoot tub that you want to use. And maybe as you're pulling out the lath and plaster walls, you realize that the baseboards of the walls are really in pretty good shape and that you could keep those and reuse those. You pull all of that stuff out, you refurbish them, and then you rebuild that bathroom using those raw materials. That's what goes on with autophagy in our cells. There is something, a cellular organelle, there is a protein, that is no longer functional inside the cell. So the cell has a process where it breaks those all down into their primary components, their building blocks, essentially, and it re-puts it together in a functional way. So that is what we see with autophagy. So autophagy occurs when we don't have access to nutrients. We see that that's the time that we can really stimulate autophagy to happen. When we allow autophagy to happen, then of course we break down all these basically unusable things in our cells or no longer functioning correctly things in our cells. We clean the cells up. And that is happens again. This process of autophagy is induced when we're fasting. So there's lots of diseases that see the buildup of these what we call cellular debris or unusable proteins in our body. One of the main ones that we see this in neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's or Parkinson's disease or even Huntington's disease. We've never been able to correlate the actual, what we call plaques, which is what we see built up. We don't know what the plaques are doing, but we know that we see those in these neurodegenerative diseases. Autophagy is one of the processes that help our bodies not produce those kinds of things. In fact, there's a book by a doctor named Dale Bredesen. It's B as in boy, R-E-D as in dog, E-S-E-N as in Nancy. Dale Bredesen. The book, I believe, is called An End to Alzheimer's. He has a multi-stage, a pretty complex process that he puts patients and clients through to help reverse Alzheimer's disease. In turn, one of the components of that process for him is fasting because it promotes this autophagy process. We see it beneficial in all sorts of other disease states too, including cancers. When the cells start to do things that aren't quite right, the cells flag that. And through autophagy, our cells eat them up, eat these abnormal proteins that are going to lead to cancer up before they can turn into cancer. So there's all sorts of physiologic benefits to autophagy that we're just starting to notice and realize. But recognizing that fasting promotes our body to go into autophagy and do this kind of housekeeping to ourselves. So I know that fasting is hard. I know that people don't love it. I know that it's challenging to do. I want you to try it and see how it goes. I know this takes work, and that's where coaching really comes in and helps. So if that's something you're interested in, to getting to that point where you're leading your naturally healthy life, please send me an email, delaine@delaneandd.com. Let's set up some time where we can start working together to get you to that point. Stay safe out there this week, and I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share with your friends and family. Also, leave me a review. If you want to resolve your diabetes naturally without any pills or injections, I can help you. Visit DelaneMD.com for more information. Click on the Work With Me tab, send me a message, and we can set up a mini coaching session. You guys have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.